This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A college degree is an investment that pays off for a lot of students. Most students, to be honest with you. But for most black college students, that payoff comes not without some risk. A year after graduating, black people are twice as likely to be unemployed as their white peers. And that makes, alongside all the other various structural economic disadvantages that black people have, like housing policies and hiring discrimination, for instance, it makes student debt another burden. We've been talking about ways to make this economy work better for everybody in it on the program, and today it is student loans. Ashley Harrington is senior counsel at the Center for Responsible Lending. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much.
Could you do me a favor and just to sort of level set here, put student debt and student loans into the context of the racial wealth gap in this economy?
Well, as I'm sure you know, we have now topped $1.7 trillion for almost 45 million Americans who are struggling with student debt. But the crisis is really being felt, the brunt of it, by Black Americans. Black borrowers are more likely to borrow more, and to struggle in repayment. And, you know, most folks, when they get ready to go to college or send their kids to college, they're relying on home ownership, stocks, all the things that make up wealth and security, which unfortunately, as we know, Black families have about a tenth of the wealth of white families. Meanwhile, you have to go to college these days because all of the jobs are requiring post-secondary credentials.
Let's talk actually a little bit more about the back end. Does a college education and accumulating all that debt, does it pay off for Black Americans the same way it pays off economically for white Americans?
It absolutely doesn't pay off the same way, but it's still necessary.
Yeah.
You need that credential in order to move along in the workforce and to hopefully move up in income. But when you look at the income gap, most Black folks have to get a secondary degree and even an advanced degree if they want the same income that white folks get with just a bachelor's degree. And that is directly the result of the fact that Black families have not been able to build the wealth that white families have over the course of centuries and decades.
Is there a way that Black borrowers in higher education specifically, but writ large in your, you know, larger corporate hat here, is there a way they can be supported that will get them to where we all need to be?
Absolutely. The first thing that we have to start with is there has to be some level of cancellation. CRL just last year did a report where we found that even at $10,000 of across-the-board universal cancellation, you would have a profound impact on the borrowers who are struggling the most. So now that we're in this even worse economic situation, we're calling for $20,000 at least of universal debt cancellation. And again, that would have a disproportionate impact on borrowers of color. But then we also talk about ways to fix the student loan repayment system itself. I don't know if you know this, Kai, but there are right now 5+ income-based repayment plans, a number of other plans. It's a nightmare to navigate for both borrowers and servicers. There should be one income-based repayment plan that is open to all borrowers, including Parent Plus borrowers. And one other piece about it that's really important is it should be a 15-year repayment term.
Do me a favor, would you, and take off your analytical problem-solving hat here for a second and answer
okay.
this contextual.
You just asked me to put
well,
it
no,
on.
Look, I mean, right? I asked the question and you gave me the answer. And look, this is your, and this goes to the question, right? Because this is where you've spent your career, right? You've been at Center for Responsible Lending. You've been at United Negro College Fund. You've worked on these issues. And what I want to know is when did you realize that racism in education and how we pay for it is systemic?
Wow. I mean, I think it's since I've been at Center for Responsible Lending, and then that my time at UNCF was also helpful. I think you have to think about it in context. So we had the Higher Education Act in 1965. When that was enacted, the Pell Grant itself covered over 70% of the cost of 1 year of college at a public institution. Now it covers less than 30%. That's one. Two, after the Great Recession, when state governments were tightening their belts, the first place they looked to cut their budgets was in higher education, meaning that as more Black people were going to college, they were also facing more of the burden than ever before of paying for college.
Do you think it's fixable?
I think it's fixable with a commitment, targeted investment, and a recognition that this is something that was created by federal policies. It's a federal system, and therefore it can be fixed by federal policies there's many things that have to be done to close the racial wealth gap beyond just fixing our broken higher education and student loan repayment system. But this is definitely a part of that.
Ashley Harrington at the Center for Responsible Lending. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.